This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada.
Yes.
And we've been talking about a little bit about generators and wiring. And Frank, I've got a quick question for you before we get into the meat of today's syllabus. Drip legs, for when you install gas, whether it be natural gas appliance, whether it be a generator or a stove or a washer, I'm sorry, a dryer, or a heating system, generator, a drip leg is installed. Can you tell the class what a drip leg is and why it should be installed and what happens maybe if it's not installed?
Well, drip legs are by code necessary. The reason for them is to track any dirt that comes down the line. And it's mostly referred to the olden days when we used to use black iron, and there's always dirt coming down the line. Now, why is that so important? Well, first of all, as we said before, there was an appliance regulator, okay, but the nozzles, that's where things get trapped and it can cause such a big problem. Nozzles in gas appliance have the diameter of a basic needle, sewing needle. So you can see it's very, very small. So if any dirt gets down the line, then it will inevitably end up at that port and, of course, stop gas from flowing. And then, of course, there's a service call. So, and then also with propane, not so much with natural gas, but propane has a bit of moisture to it, and it's also supposed to trap that. Now, it's very important, and I do a little bit of inspections here for a utility company, and what I see with people, they do the drip, it's there, but it's not done properly. When you're doing a drip line, you got to think that there's dirt coming down the line. By just putting what they call a nipple on that pipe coming down, it's not going to trap anything because the flow of gas will just take the dirt right through. So you have to imagine this glass. And as I said, that dirt, it's a dirt pocket. It's there to stop anything that's coming down the line before it gets into the system, i.e. a dryer, stove, whatever it is. So that gas needs to bang against something so that the dirt falls down and gas goes up. So we use what we call a T, a black iron T, and make sure that as the line comes down, it hits that T, and supposedly the concept there is the dirt will fall to the bottom, called the dirt trap, and a gas flows on top. Now, ask me, have I ever seen great amounts of dirt in these dirt traps? I'm going to be honest and say not really. But you never know who's doing the installation and how it's done. I mean, we can go into a whole basic class of gas fitting technology here, but I don't know if our students would be that much interesting. But I'll tell you a couple little secrets, class. Try not to use the Teflon tape for gas. There, you're asking for trouble. It's the easiest way to do. I don't know which you've been using, but the problem with Teflon tape, and it's a pink tape designed for doing gas work. It, as you're treading on, especially threaded pipe, that Teflon will get loose inside it, and not be pulled down the line, and of course gets into a knife. That's I've encountered. The other thing is that there's a paste, and that's what I recommend, and that's what I use. And it's so hard to, when I'm ever teaching someone in my field, leave the first two treads with nothing. Don't worry. It's not going to leak on you. But the first two treads should not have any dope. We call it dope, not the smoking. So for our students, if you don't. Now, of course, Vince, things have changed so much. Like black iron are hardly used anymore. We use now mostly copper piping, which we use flares. And again, they're... Do not put anything on the flare coupling. The flare coupling is meant to press it against each other. Some people will like to put that dope around it. Don't, you don't need it. That's part of the concept and the beauty of a flare fitting. And then, of course, we're into the stainless steel tubing, which is, I would say, I've been able to do so much more with that kind of piping that we would have to tear the house down for someone to have wanted to install a fireplace in their bedroom upstairs, where right now it's so easy. So are you doing all these things correct, Vince?
Yeah, I am. And in class, a drip leg is just, it's a piece of pipe. Let's say you're running horizontally.
Yeah.
And you put a T in there.
That's right.
And very close to the appliance, but also close to where gas comes down, physically down the pipe.
Yeah.
And then it has to make a turn and go across this T. And then in the T, you have maybe a 6-inch pipe nipple. That's what it's called, a small piece of pipe. It's called a nipple with a cap on the end. And the idea is as the gas flows across the T, downward is this 6-inch piece of pipe where gravity will pull particles that are traveling with the gas, so they get trapped in this 6-inch piece of pipe, and they stay there. And if moisture travels along, it's pulled down by gravity, and it kind of stays at the bottom of this 6-inch piece of pipe. So that's what we're talking about with a drip leg. And yes, I am doing it correctly. And I was talking with a guy who had a generator, a whole house generator installed by Generac. And I said, so what size? He said 22 kilowatts. I said, well, yeah, I've got one of those. I bought a used one, and I'm working on that. And I said, so how long did it take him? He said, oh, they got it done in the morning. You know, and I think two guys, you know, one's working in the basement on the electrical panel, and the other's, you know, setting the gas line, I guess. And I'm thinking, if I get ours done in 6 days, I'll be doing great. but using black iron pipe.
The reason why you're taking that line, because every move that you're making sure that's 100% perfect. Where, honestly, some of the jobs that I've gone to, I wish they would take a little bit more time.
Well, it took a front end loader to set this generator. It weighs about 1,000 pounds. And I'm actually setting two different ones. One, a 48-volt DC generator, little two-cylinder, 7.5-kilowatt air-cooled, right next to a water-cooled 240-volt. So I bought them used, and I was able to get it. You know, one of them was $350,
wow,
a little one. And the four-cylinder liquid-cooled Generac, that was $2,200, but it's like a $15,000 or $20,000 generator. But nobody wanted it because it was three-phase. I knew I could convert it. I just didn't know exactly how.
Wow. Then, you
know, so I'm converting it from three-phase to split-phase. You know,
Yes.
And it'll be just fine.
Yeah.
But I called Generac, and I said, I talked to their tech support. I said, here's what I want to do. And they said, no, you can't do it. I said, no, that's not the answer I was looking for. So I figured out how to do it. Yeah, it can be done. They just don't want to tell me how. And so class, a drip leg, I think, is important. It's worth the extra effort. But I've looked in a bunch of drip legs, and I don't find anything in there. But I'm thinking maybe, you know, there might have been some moisture that would evaporate, and I'd never see it. But I don't want moisture damaging any of, I don't want it damaging anything in the system. So I'm going to...
As I said, one of the few things that I have found, because sometimes when we're bleeding lines, a customer runs out of propane up here, and I have to bleed the lines because obviously all the propane is gone. And opening the cap on the drip like in the bottom is one of the better ways because it does two reasons. We see if there's anything in there, and it's the easiest plus. And what I have seen is the Teflon tape that I have seen at the end. So thank God for that. Anyway,
I use the paste. I use the Teflon impregnated pipe dope. That's what I use.
That's right.
And I do it exactly. I do exactly as you said. And for the same reasons why, you know that Teflon tape is going to get shredded. You know it's going to be inside the pipe.
Yeah.
And it's going to travel with the gas at some point. One other thing I'd like to have you tell the class about, that's called when you're working with pipe, like iron pipe, galvanized pipe, black iron pipe. Black iron pipe is like galvanized pipe, except it's not galvanized. Okay? So the inside of the pipe is not galvanized. The outside of the pipe is not galvanized. It's just black. And kind of like a tar color black. Well, there's something called a ground union. And that's something that you use to put pipes together so that when you go to take them apart, you can take them apart later on. And you can also put them together. Can you describe what a ground union is for in piping vernacular? When should you use a ground union?
Okay, I think you're probably referring to what we call it a union coupling, which is two pieces put together and they're pressure fitted. Is that what you were talking about?
I think we call them ground unions in the lower part of the continent.
Yeah.
And it's two pieces of pipe,
two pieces of iron,
and then a brass insert, and then a threaded nut that tightens the two pieces
against
together.
A female flange.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's the same thing we're talking about. The reason for using that, obviously, there's a number of uses for it. In the appliance and especially in the heating field, there will be a time that you have to do some work to the gas valve and so on and so forth. And it by code up here, that union coupling ground unit, with, I'm hoping we're talking about the same thing, is supposed to be after the valve. And the reason for that, it makes it easier to undo your gas piping if you have to replace the gas valve or do anything in the gas valve train. Sometimes when you're doing black iron and you're doing it from one side and you're doing it from the other side, and then you come to a point in time, you say, oh, now how am I going to tighten this together? And this ground union, we call it a union coupling, I'm hoping it's the same thing, does that. And it's by code allowed and so on and so forth. Sometimes they tend to leak a little bit. But that's why you have soap, especially, and I think I told you last time if you're going to make a soap. And please, class, if you're ever doing anything with gas, before you do anything, make yourself a soap solution and make sure you don't have any leaks.
Yeah, you spray it on the joints, and you make sure that there's no leaks, and because otherwise you can have an explosion. And when I say ground union, I'm not talking about earth ground. I'm talking about ground like ground together, machine
ground together.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I got us all side wobbled for the first part of this. Frank, what's next?
I did a DuckDuck search, and we're talking about the same thing. The Grand Union, Union Coupling are the same thing. It's a piece of that black iron top. Now, here is one thing that nobody seems to tell me. Our code book here in Canada says no, just black iron. None of that other black iron, the one that's used for water, and the name is escaping me, right? And you said it before.
You're talking about PEX?
No, I'm talking about black iron, but there's black
galvanized?
Iron. The galvanized pipe. I haven't been told a good reason why I can't use galvanized piping in gas. I know galvanized piping is used in water, partly because it doesn't rust as fast, but it does rust. I know it that. So one of my curiosity things that I probably go to my grave without knowing the real answer.
Yeah, and you know, it's puzzling. You're absolutely right. I haven't found a reason why in the code book. I haven't, and maybe it's there. I just haven't found why you use just black iron without mixing
galvanized.
With galvanized.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same material, except one is coated with zinc. It's called galvanized, and the other isn't. And I've assembled. It took me and Mrs. Finelli probably half a day to assemble all of the pieces to hook up this generator. And, you know, just loosely fit them together without permanently tightening all the pipes. Mm-hmm. And I have this one piece that I, a T, that is galvanized. And it should be nice to use it. And otherwise I'm going to have to buy black iron for this one T. And I'm scratching my head, like, why can't I use this?
Exactly. Why? I scratch my head, too. Because up here, when I'm in a job site, it's like about an hour before I get to a store, right?
Right. Same thing here.
Yeah,
thing here. So I don't know the answer to that.
I would get my hands cut off if it was ever known, and I don't do it. I would find another way. But anyway, yes, I was thinking, our student who wanted to know all these great details as he was preparing to build his home, I'm hoping that he's still with us, and I'm hoping that he's gotten a lot of value from what we've talked about. It's been almost a month plus, and we've touched in so many, 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 many different things, and I just finished doing a complete house, and the customer's totally happy with it because everything is working absolutely perfect. Do you think otherwise? No, I'm putting myself up there, but I'm not. But no, it's so nice when you're preparing to build a house to know, okay, where is my heating system? What kind of heating system do I want? What am I going to do here? We've talked a little bit about appliances, how to buy appliances, and so on and so forth. But there's one more section, Vince, that we were leaving until the end, and we will probably touch it today, and we'll continue on. One of the things that I do want to know from my students is I want to have a continuation. I don't want you to say I'm talking right now, and then next week it's going to be a whole different prompt, and the questions that you had in your mind or an end result to what we're doing will never end, because that's one of the things that I like. I want to go right through it. With that being said, hydronics. We haven't touched. We touched a little bit on your hydronic system last week, which was you have a boiler outside, and you have hot water coming in into your home, and from there you do your hot water tank. Is that right? Do you have any floor heating at all in your place?
No.
Vince?
No. So in our system, it's a boiler outside with about 400 gallons of water that is heated by the water jacket surrounds the firebox. So it's a non-pressurized system. It's just atmospheric pressure. And the furnace, the outdoor wood furnace, is above the water level is above the level of the heat exchanger. So we have plumbing. Hot water comes out of the water jacket at the outside. Wood furnace, it gets plumbed through the ground, comes into the house, goes to a heat exchanger, which would be like a radiator, and inside the ductwork, and then it goes back out. That's the way the system works. And we have a side arm, which we made, which is a heat exchanger on a traditional electric hot water heater, 80 gallons. And it takes the hot water from outside, transfers it to a copper pipe. The copper pipe heats the water in the hot water heater through natural convection, if you will, and the cooled water goes back out to be
heated.
Hi,
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
News update. A Florida-based private rescue organization deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Congress can provide aid to Israel without a House Speaker, but it's not ideal. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah, set to be extradited to the U.S. Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he's an Irishman named Arthur Knight and had been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K. Police believe his tattoos and fingerprints prove otherwise. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Today, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Thanks for listening. He's going to teach us about hydronic heating. Hydronic meaning liquid.
I am going to teach, but I have a question.
Sure.
With your wood stove outside. You have a hot water tank inside. Is it an electric hot water tank that you use
yes.
for in case you run out of wood for them?
Well.
Or your tank is completely on its own?
What we did was, believe it or not, it was less expensive at the time to buy a mass-produced electric hot water heater
mm-hmm.
and not use the elements.
Mm-hmm.
So it has... It's an 80-gallon, and it's made by, it's branded by Westinghouse.
Westinghouse.
So it has a lifetime guarantee, stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I like it is it does not have an anode to protect the tank. So we don't have aluminum or magnesium, you know, dissolving in the water.
Yeah.
But I do, if I had to, it's near a panel, and I would just add the wire.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have the wire running right to it. So if I want to hook it up to electricity, I can.
Yeah.
We have not had to do that. But it's, you know, it probably would take an electrician maybe 20 minutes to do it. I could probably get it done in 2 days.
No showers for 2 days? A farmer at that? Oh, I'm talking about when I come from an oil heating system, my wife just pushes me right into the shower because it's pretty smelly. But there's another curiosity thing, and because you said, and I don't know if we can explain to the class, when you have a thing outside your heating system and you know you want to heat your hot water tank, there's this thing called the side arm. And forever, I'm always wondering, how in the world does that, maybe no more than 2-inch little, maybe 6 feet high, side little arm, and I would like to explain to our students how it's built, because you said you did your own, and how that ends up heating the whole tank.
Yeah, I find that so amazing. Okay, so class, think of it like this. It is a side arm. That's the current vernacular for this particular type of heat exchanger. So it's a pipe within a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So the inner pipe is 3/4 inch copper, 3/4 inch diameter. And ours is about 3 feet long. It's only 3 feet long.
Only 3 feet, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that is run inside a, let's say, a 1.5 inch copper pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So they're mechanically separated. So the fluid that runs through the inner pipe does not cross-contaminate with the outer pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So the outer pipe is like a jacket surrounding the inner pipe. The inner pipe is connected to the bottom drain valve on the hot water heater. Now, a hot water heater, our hot water heater is pretty tall. It's about almost 6 feet tall. It's pretty darn tall. And the hot water rises to the top of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
The colder water sets at the bottom of the tank. So what we have is this heat exchanger, and there's no moving parts, not mm-hmm. one moving part of this thing. The outer jacket has hot water that enters the bottom of this water jacket, and it circulates around but does not mix with the water on the inner tube. The inner copper pipe is connected from the drain valve at the bottom of the hot water heater up to the temperature and pressure valve location near the top of the water tank.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is there's a thermo-type action which pulls the cold water through the bottom of from the bottom of the water tank up through this inner copper tube and pushes it to the top of the tank. And it's a continuous cycle. It keeps moving the water just by the heat action of the water inside the tank and the hot water jacket around this sidearm. Now, we control the temperature of the hot water that we have in our hot water tank by the temperature of the hot water that comes from the outdoor wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And we've experimented. And what we found is we can run the wood stove at, let's say, in the coldest of winter, 170 to 175 degrees. And by the time that water gets to inside of the house, running underground, it probably gets, it's dropped 10 degrees. There's nothing mm-hmm. we can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the pipes are insulated. And it just works great. And it's almost almost an endless supply of hot water. And, Frank, I got to tell you, you're absolutely right. When I first built this thing, I did research, and it looked like it would work. But I'm still scratching my head, like, how does it work? How is it? How can we get so much hot water?
Yeah.
And then what I did, Frank, was, because I want to know, I bought a dual external probe, a thermometer. It's a little LED display, and it has two measurements. One is for one probe, and the other part of the display. This thing is like the size of a domino, and it runs on 12 volts. And I have one probe at the water inlet temperature of the sidearm, and then the other probe is buried in the insulation of the hot water heater tank near the top. So I can see what the water coming in to heat the hot water is, the temperature, and what actually is the temperature of the hot water heater water itself inside the tank. And it's always within maybe 8, 10 degrees. So it really, really works well. Mm-hmm. And we have not run out of hot water at all.
For our students here in Canada, part of the plumbing code is that water cannot go into facilities for burning without being at least 140. So in Canada, we are forced to put a mixing valve so that you will only get proper 140 degree water coming into a tap in or a bathtub or a shower. So for our Canadian students, I wonder how many of you are. But anyway, it is one of those things that we up here need to do to comply with code. Now, that's very good. I'm going to be a student later on. I'm going to re-listen to this program and write down what exactly the way you've done it, because it has been one of my curiosities. I see them, and I said, okay, how do you actually build one of these? So, and all the fittings, were you able to get that supplier? Yeah?
All the fittings that we have are common fittings. Okay. And, I know how to sweat copper pipes, which is the same thing as solder copper pipes.
Mm-hmm,
does.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a little bit of practice to get it right. You have to have absolutely clean copper. Mm-hmm. You have to have an acid kind of a flux, which is in a paste, and I use a brush, and you have to use the right kind of solder and the right amount of heat. And there's a skill level. And I learned this many, many decades ago, sweating copper pipes. So it's no big deal for us. But now our house is not copper plumbed.
Mm-hmm.
Our house is PVC, PVC, and CPVC for the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I like that the best. I still have problems with PEX. I'm using PEX for the hot water coming from the wood stove underground to bring it into the house. But, you know, I just have a problem with the fittings. You know, you can crimp them really tightly the way they're supposed to be, but you can still spin them.
I'm so glad that you brought that topic up, because I, too, have the same problems with you. However, up here in the north, I have come. So we have a lot of cottages up here, and a lot of the plumbing is done in the crawl space, as we call it. And, of course, in the wintertime, some homes, they have to get rid of the water. But, Vince, here's one of the amazing parts, and you may not like me for saying this, when sometimes there is a leak and I go, guess what cracked up? Usually a copper pipe. The PEX pipe ends up being able to stretch. I'm not recommending as a product, but I guess that tells me that pipe. Now, here's the weak part, and this is where I want to say to the class, is the fittings. There's, I don't want to say a million, but there's a lot of different fittings out there, and it's nice to do a little bit of research and, using common sense, see which fitting will do the job properly. For example, the PEX pipe that I use, there's a clamp that you kind of squeeze it in, and it's kind of, then just like a little thing holds that pipe together. Well, my common sense says that's no good, and forget about that system. However, there's other systems. I love to use the ring concept where it gets re-tightened, and there's a tool that makes sure that it's tightened properly. So I've had great luck with PAX piping. And
I have too. It's just a couple things I don't like about it. Mm-hmm. One is the fittings, no matter how accurately you tighten them, you can still spin. Like if you put an elbow on a piece of pipe, you can still spin it. It doesn't leak, but it bothers me. Okay? And I don't, even though I've used copper in the past, mm-hmm. our house is not copper. Copper's way too expensive,
yeah.
way too hard to do.
Yeah.
It's easier than iron, and it's easier yeah. than galvanized, but it's still yeah. way too expensive mm-hmm. right now. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And the failure point that I've seen with PEX, if it freezes, the pipe is fine. The PEX, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. pipe is fine. It's the fittings that expand
That's
and
right.
break.
Yes.
But it's easy to fix them.
Yes. Yeah, so, class, don't be as scared to venture out if you have a plumbing project, but do search out what you feel comfortable with. Do you use the rings? They come in brass.
I use the stainless steel straps that with the special pliers to tighten them to the appropriate tension.
I think I know what you're talking about, and that would be one of the ones that I would not recommend. And it kind of has little spokets that ties it
yeah.
around. Is that
right? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
See, there's something better than that, Vince. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you'll be able to find it, but we have a gentleman that has a hardware store up here, and he was in the industry. So he's been, well, I guess with knowledge. So he has actually the ones that you're using are the easiest. Okay, absolutely. You just a ring, bang, you squeeze it in, clips it up. And however, there are other methods, and I guess if you do a duck search, you'll find them. The ones that I love, they actually have a ring that you put around the pipe, and then there's this tool that you literally just press it together so that the whole fitting is encased around that other fitting, but it doesn't help from the actual fitting cracking up.
Consider
like
the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Apologies go out to Charles in Ohio. Charles, I've got a call screen, and it, nobody. And Jason said, Charles has been on hold. And I go, I don't see anybody. And what happened was my call screen got stuck. Mm-hmm. And so, Frank, Charles, I'd like to introduce you to each other.
Yeah.
Charles is an instructor in Ohio. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're both well. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. I do know of you, so it doesn't have to introduce me. I've listened to you many a times on the program, so it's nice to say hi.
I hope the class is doing well, too. I just had a comment on the black pipe. I heard something years ago, but I'll tell you that in a second, but some of the reasons they're giving is that in the past, when they used coal gas, which is distilled from coal, it has a lot of components in it that supposedly will react with the zinc in galvanized pipe and send the zinc flaking off and running down the pipe. And also they say that the black pipe supposedly, all of this information is hard to say. It comes from the internet. They're saying that the black pipe is seamless, and so it's better for fire systems and less prone to problems because of that. But the thing I heard some time ago was that hydrogen, which is in in the manufactured gas and a component in the different natural gases, it reacts with cast iron and it can embrittle it, and it's the smallest molecule and it can leak. It can go through like a sieve in the regular iron. Those are some of the reasons I've heard for it.
Charles was saying the porosity
right,
of
exactly.
of galvanized yeah. is greater than that of black iron. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I heard that the zinc in the
galvanized
and the galvanized will react with the different components. Mm-hmm. But supposedly regular cast iron, it reacts in a way with regular hydrogen. And supposedly it's supposed to embrittle. So after years of use, it turns brittle. It can supposedly fracture. Now, where I heard that from originally, it's been a while ago, it can cause it to crack. Now, the guy where I read it said he had never seen it himself, but that's why he questioned starting up like really old internal combustion engines.
You know, Frank and Charles, I have never seen cast iron black pipe leak. I've never seen, you know, a failure along the pipe. I've seen mistakes that were made in the joining of the pipes, you know, threading them together, but I've never seen black iron pipe leak by itself. I've never seen it.
Well, they also mentioned here that, what they're saying is it's okay. It can, in a lot of places, it's approved. A galvanized pipe can be used now. Well, no, but the code's restricted because of in the past. It would react with the manufactured gas.
That all makes sense. Flaking, you know, the zinc flaking off, the zinc becoming. Losing its adherence to the inner walls of the pipe. That all makes sense to me. It really does. And that was my original thought, but I didn't know exactly what the component was that would cause that.
That's why USA Preparers exists. Somebody has been looking for an answer.
Some of this comes from the fire code. So I mean, the information is out there if somebody wants to look into it deeper, but basically what I'm saying I found is they're saying black pipe is preferred with gas because it's less prone to the deterioration of the pipe.
I appreciate that, Charles.
That's very nice. Well, I have seen galvanized pipe leaking in water, so it doesn't. So I believe that what's been said. Great.
thank you, Charles.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Frank. Charles is now on hold. What you wanted to talk about hydronic plumbing and heating? Can you tell us what it is and the pros and cons very quickly in the few minutes we have?
No, I can't. We have a whole other class, but I want to say to the to our students, don't let go of us yet. Just because you don't have 300 acres of wood and the ability to afford an outside boiler, there is something that I've been using it quite a number. I've done a couple of installations, which will, I'm just going to say it because I don't want the class to think, oh, what is it next week? There is a Wiesmann, and a Wiesmann is a German company that has what we call a solar heating water system, and we're going to talk about more about that next week, and it will be a whole hour of it.
That sounds great. So we're going to be talking about heating without
hydronics.
Without any fuel. Right? Frank, thank you so much. We'll see you next Monday.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.